David's natural seed was Solomon. And it backslid, just like the other seed of Abraham did. It backslid. So did Solomon backslide. He got too many women. And the first thing you know, they led his heart away from God. And the way he went and backslid, died that way. Backslid. Israel died in the same way. Backslid. But we find out that this spiritual seed, which was promised by the natural seed as a lineage of people coming through Abraham, but as the kingship come through the spiritual promise of David. And David was born in Bethlehem. And he was anointed in Bethlehem. And we find out then that when his real royal seed heir to his throne was born in this same city, little Bethlehem. Thou art least amongst all the princes of Judah, but out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people. In this little town, little stable, city stable down on the side of the bluff was a cave back in the bluff. And out of there came forth through its little doors the Prince of Peace, born in a stable in a little box of straw sitting somewhere, manure piled up in the barns and so forth. But out of there came that great princess, the seed of the woman. Out of there came the Savior of the world. Out of there came Jehovah himself in the form of a man, came out of that little humble stable in Bethlehem. Not in some king's palace born in royalty, but there he came from that humble place to a manure stack. Down in there and was wrapped in swaddling cloths. Tradition says it was taken from the yoke of an ox where they'd been plowing with it. Poor people. Joseph and Mary, both real poor, and here they was in this little stable. How humble God makes himself, and then we try to make ourselves something great. Can't you see how God humbles himself and takes the things as naught that he might bring to pass his great promises? How that little Jehovah laying in a manger, wrapped in the cloth taken off of the back of a yoke, the neck of a yoke where an ox had been, and wrapped the Prince of Peace in it. Well, who are we then? What do we deserve? If God can humble himself like that, oughtn't we to be able to humble ourselves to become his servants if he did things like that? Can't we forget our great dignities and things of this world?